Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 31st, and my video recorder assistant here tells me that this is episode number 500 since we began just at lockdown when COVID hit us in 2020. So this is episode 500, and this will also be the last episode for a while. The session have granted me a two-month sabbatical in June and July, and I have no intention of coming into the office during that time. You can pray for me. I'm going to be writing a book, actually on the Apostle Peter, and that's my plan. But for today, 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11, the end of all things is at hand, Peter says. The end of the world is coming. I don't think Peter meant that it was something that was going to come in his lifetime, but to live in such a way that we realize that we are not here forever, and this world is not here forever. There is coming a day when God will make all things new. And so what is the consequence of knowing that there is limited time for us? And four things he mentions in verses 7 through 11. First of all, in verse 7, prayer. We should be fervent in prayer. In verse 9, we should be hospitable without grumbling. So we're to care for one another. In verse 10 and 11, we are to utilize and exercise the gifts that God has given us. And at the very end of verse 11, we are to make sure we give God all the glory. Prayer, hospitality, exercising our gifts, and giving God all the glory. That's how you live, knowing that the end is nigh. Well, have a wonderful summer. We'll be back sometime in August, but for now, that's it.